online, offline, bottom line. Sendoff.net.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sundog the Podcast, the show where we talk about everything related to marketing plus technology. And hopefully by the end of today's show, you'll take away something that can help improve your company's bottom line. This is episode 21. We're going to dive deep into Google Analytics. And with us today is our Executive Vice President of Customer Insights, Mr. Eric Dukart. How are you doing, Eric?
Very good. Good morning.
Good to see you today. And with him today is our Marketing Data Analyst on the Insights team, Mr. Nate Madison.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Well, we're going to talk, like I said, about Google Analytics today. That's hard to say.
Say that five
Google
times.
Google Analytics. Let's start by getting the definition out of the way. Nate, what is Google Analytics?
Sure. Google Analytics came out about 5 years ago, and they started as a basic web analytics tool for users purchasing AdWords, pay-per-click ads on Google AdWords. And since then, they've developed into what has become sort of an industry standard free web analytics tool for websites of any size.
Now, they're basically the new player, correct? I mean, there's been other more enterprise solutions out there prior to Google getting into this game.
Right. So previously, companies like Web Trends used to dominate the field as a paid product. And when Google came in as a free solution, they kind of opened the doors. There was a lot of other free solutions that didn't keep up with the curve. But Google has come out as a forerunner in free solutions. And they've kind of drawn a line now between themselves and the big players like Omniture, Web Trends, those folks that are huge enterprise class solutions.
I think what we've seen over the last few years is just a big consolidation in the market. As Nate said, there's been a lot of different tools that used to play in that space, but really they've all consolidated underneath a couple enterprise applications. And, you know, I think Google's approach is a little bit different than what they're going after. I think Google is leveraging their platforms with their website optimizer, with AdWords, and they're kind of trying to, if you will, blur that line between search marketing and analytics, where the bigger players out in the market have really moved more to a data warehouse model. So that's been kind of the fun, exciting change that we've seen when it comes to web analytics.
What does Google do differently compared to the enterprise solutions when it comes to training and learning how to use their product?
Sure. Well, Google is very easy to use, and it's built around the end user in mind. The setup process for Google Analytics, for instance, takes about a day or less than a day, whereas to set up an enterprise solution such as Omniture Web Trends may take several weeks or months to code all the background and do individual page tagging, etc. Whereas Google is meant to be you grab one simple piece of code, place it through the entire website, and you're up and running within a day.
You know, one thing that I think about, too, that they're doing a little bit different is their approach to how they support and train users of their application. Google's really taken a user-centered approach around it, where most of their tutorials and online information is through YouTube videos. It's through online applications that you can read. So they've made it very simple for that end user to be able to go out and get into blogs and forums to learn about how to use the product, best practices. So they've done a good job of making sure that they're always keeping that user front of mind.
What have customer reactions been? You know, people that have already been using, let's say, Web Trends, and then you introduce them to Google Analytics, they probably have already known it as this free tool that's out there, but they may not have known how robust it is at this point in time. What are the reactions have you been seeing from the customers?
Their basic reaction is that it's so simple to use. Anybody can, for the most part, log into Google Analytics and with just some simple navigation through their user interface, find some basic data elements that they're looking for. Whereas logging into Web Trends, they might have a harder time looking for some simple answers like where are people going to my website, what traffic is, what are my traffic levels for this week or this month. So they're very pleased with how simple it is to use, how simple it is to implement from a code standpoint, and how quickly they can become familiar with the tool.
You know, I think that's probably what they see. I think when they're comparing maybe an enterprise class web analytics tool to Google, you know, some of the things that they might see that they're going to miss or not have would be, things like custom tagging throughout the site. You know, being able to put custom tags on an individual page so that you can do more deeper segmentation and campaigns in that area. They're going to probably miss out on some of the detailed campaign analysis and integration with the web app. Again, it doesn't have that data warehousing model. So if they've built a system where they can extract the data out and put it into a CRM application or a larger data warehouse, they'll miss on some of those elements. And it doesn't have that capability of being able to track downloads, be able to track marketing campaign traffic in and out. So, you know, it's a great tool. We use it for a lot of our clients, and we'll continue to use it for a lot of our clients. But there's always that business decision that needs to be made: is do we need the enterprise application, or will Google support what is it that we're looking to do?
How are we using it here at Sundog?
We've implemented it with a lot of smaller clients that don't have the budgets for enterprise class solutions like the Omniture's and WebTrends. So they go in with a free tool, but then with that, we gather enough data, we can export it to custom dashboards using data visualization techniques to do really in-depth marketing analysis for their websites, integrate it with what are they doing on the pay-per-click, what are they doing in search engine optimization throughout their website. So we export data from it, but we also use it as a very simple-to-use tool to view quick trends, to view data across all the pages on their website, and then, like I said, export it, integrate it with the other things that we manage.
I think the other thing we've started to do is leverage their API. And the ability to get at the data. We've been able to take what's happening inside web analytics, and when we're looking at a website and how is that website being impacted by the marketing efforts that we're doing, the websites that we're developing, kind of all the other solutions that we provide, what we've done on the back end on the analytics side is we've tapped into that data along with some of our other tool sets that we use for online ad serving and email marketing, even now getting into social monitoring. And we've taken the data from the website, layered it on top of some of these other marketing activities that we're doing, and we can start to see trends and correlations between the marketing activities that we're doing and how it's impacting the site.
Continuing on that API topic, there's several third-party vendors out there that have been developing mobile analytic applications. There's a fairly popular one out there now for Google Analytics on the iPhone.
One of the cool things that we're starting to see in the mobile environment is really that real-time access, and I think that's where Google's moving there, whether it's with campaign information or sales information. Again, people have moved past even just seeing it real-time inside their on their computer, but they need it on their mobile app. So Google's moving there, Salesforce is moving there, you know, really any of the big cloud or SaaS models are moving everything to mobile.
What are some of the big differences between Google Analytics and WebTrends and Omniture? What are some of the standout features that are different?
So Google Analytics has made their user interface very easy to use for the end user, whereas some of the bigger players focus more on the functionality of the product, making it more robust, if you will, whereas Google Analytics is simple, easy to use. Some of the data visualization techniques that Google Analytics has used on their site, such as the new motion charts and some of their site navigation path analysis type things, are very easy to use. They show you very quickly what's happening over time or where visitors are navigating from page to page. Whereas some of the bigger enterprise solutions, although they're more robust, they're harder to get at that information for the user to see what is my path analysis through the site, what are trends over time. The user has to do a lot more in-depth analysis, data exports, custom work, whereas Google's made that very easy for the user to see.
I think, you know, Google's also moving more of their data model to a cube, which from an analytics standpoint is very powerful because you can start to layer information on top of it. And I think that's where their new segmentation, their advanced reporting that they're getting into is allowing them to do. So we can start to look at layering, say, web analytics information in with maybe, if we've integrated it with AdWords, some of the fields and functions that are inside Google AdWords or what's happening inside an e-commerce site. When we're looking at e-commerce sites, we can start to layer web activity with cart activity and getting into that advanced reporting and being able to turn things and look at different elements of it is a real powerful aspect of it. You know, the one thing I'd say is it's a great tool. We use it with a lot of our clients. It's a key part to our tool set, if you will, but it's really not the be-all, end-all tool. We have implemented enterprise web analytics solutions, and they definitely have a place in the market space, and they're needed when you're getting into really deep analytics.
Do you have any need for customers that want, let's say, very real-time updates, almost like a push notification? You know, say they want to know when the 100,000th visitor hits their site. Do any of these solutions provide that functionality? Is it that real time yet or not?
They all are. I mean, it's all. I think there's some delay just in data processing, but
so through their APIs, you know, we could code something that could provide that functionality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it varies. Some of them allow you to get at that data instantaneously. Some of them have 24-hour delays for conversion tracking, some of those other things where they need to process some information on their back end. But
I think, you know, the way that we've really leveraged Google Analytics and just web analytics in general is more from a trending or an insight standpoint. So we're, if you will, not as interested in real-time information, but probably more importantly, how does the information that we're gaining from the website, what are we learning about people's path through the site, the conversions that they're doing on the site, content that they're looking at the site, how does it impact site optimization? How does it impact the content that we're writing on the site? How does it impact the ads that we're writing for Google pay-per-click, you know, online ads? So we really, again, use it as an integrated tool with some of our other online tools in our market set to kind of see how marketing is impacting the site, which ultimately is impacting leads and sales.
How far can you drill down into the data? I mean, how granular can we get here?
So with Google, you can start out, say, looking at the major sections of your website to see what are people visiting in general. And then from there, you can drill into detailed portions of your URL, so it's subsections of the site, and all the way down to individual pages on the site. And from there, you can, for instance, cross-correlate that with what keywords they might have used to get to your site to view that page from a search engine, for instance. So it's very granular. You can look at it at a summary level. They have nice summary level dashboards that will sum everything up for you for a period of time, such as a month or a week or a day. Or you can drill down to very specific time intervals or very specific page level information.
Now, from my standpoint, obviously, being an editor at Sundog Studios, my interest is in video. And from a video standpoint, that's just sort of getting going, you know, being able to figure out, you know, even to the point of where in the video does this person perhaps pause it or rewind it. I'll make the assumption right now that Google Analytics isn't quite there yet, and I'm not sure about the status of Web Trends or Omniture, if they're even tackling that at this moment.
They're all working towards it, because I think, you know, one of the things that we're keeping our eye on is how is video going to continue to impact websites, social, all those pieces to it. One of the things that we have been kind of monitoring is really how video is impacting site optimization. So we're learning about some new techniques out there with being able to optimize videos, where we can actually start to embed copy inside video and inside those Flash wrappers. And as that comes, so will the monitoring of it. So all of them are moving towards that, because again, the movement is towards a more and more multimedia and video on the web.
What do you guys want to see down the road? Where do these apps need to go?
So the most important thing that a tool like Google Analytics could do for us is to provide the complete picture of the visitor's activity from the time that they interacted with some marketing efforts from ours, whether it be online or traditional, through the point where they became a lead or a sale. And so detailed conversion reporting on the website, detailed campaign analysis, those types of things that give the whole picture, tell the story and answer questions for marketing managers as to what's working, what's not, what's driving traffic to my website, what's not, what are the drop-off points. What are the conversion funnels that drive users from the entrance to the site to the point where they become a lead? Answering all those questions is what we really try to hone in at, and I think the tools will continue to develop those layers of tracking and, like Eric mentioned, taking the cube effect of looking at the visitor from all sides.
I think, you know, that's, for me, looking at it from a data standpoint, is continued enhancements on exposing that data model, being able to layer additional, not only be able to layer additional data elements onto your web analytics information, but being able to get at it. So as we start to integrate with other solutions, if we've got, you know, certain third-party apps that we just need to use or have to use, being able to quickly integrate that information from Google Analytics back to that app. I think one of the big takeaways, you know, for us over the last few years of using Google Analytics is that Google really gets you, as Nate said, you can get at summary level information, you can get at data, detailed data level information. But I think the true value of it is, and what we're moving towards, is how do you gain insights out of it? How do you take a look at that information and get insights from it? And I think the best takeaway that we've seen is being able to layer information on top of each other. So you're not just looking at visits or looking at page views or looking at a conversion rate, but how are visits impacting conversion rates and how are conversion rates impacting total leads and sales? And for that to continue to evolve, it's got to be better access to the information or the data, and being able to continue to layer more and more marketing information into, if you will, a data warehouse, so that you can start to see those things.
Very good. Nate, Eric, thank you very much for joining us today. If you have any questions for the panel, you can send an email to thepodcast@sundog.net. And of course, if you have an audio comment on the show, you can attach that as well, and we'll play them on episode 22. For Nate and Eric, this is Lon Keller. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Sundog, the podcast.